Good evening, this is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an affordable net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, could break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Skyler Street in Boomville, New York. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member, and everybody's welcome to attend. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? Okay, I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N201Q, good evening, Jeff.
N5VLW, good evening, Jeff.
WA2U, good evening.
You know, I just remembered this is Dan's night. I'm sorry, Dan. Geez, I lost total track of this week. The Super Bowl got me all screwed up. I worked a different day, and for some reason I had it in my head that this was Tuesday night.
It is Tuesday night.
Oh, wait a minute, you're right. Geez, I'm all off. Sorry. This has been a crazy week. We're trying to get packed up and get out of here, and I've lost track what day it is. All right, good. Then I didn't step on your night. All right, we'll start at the top of the list with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everything. Continued saga with that POJ, as they call it, that piece of junk. It took, Sunday, it took me 3 hours to get the thing finally started. It broke down on me twice, to and from Lowellville after that. And finally, the surprise of all things, this morning, in 15 below zero, in fact, that's our low temperature, it was 15 below to 19 above, and it's 14 right now here. It started right up, so I kept the motor running. Had a friend of mine go picked up at Valley View. I said, look, let's make our rounds what we have to. The fuel pump is in. Get that for $178 and drop it off down in Glenfield at SA Automotive, which I did. And I'm glad we got there and that Dennis was able to get his father to come and pick us up to get me back to Watson and get Dennis back to Lowellville. So happened there. On top of that, I was reckoning, oh, Kaspersky's so good and everything else. So I put it in. It practically destroyed my whole computer. Ended up with a recommendation from oh, right, gotta do it anyway. All right, from Pete, and I put Panda Free in, and that with the Slim Cleaner 4, I'm starting to get it a little better. I mean, it was such a point when the computer started up, I had a, you push for your, for your browser to come up, and you had to wait like about 2 to 3 minutes for it to come up instead of like about 3 or 4 seconds. I mean, you know, what can I say? So, anyway, it's somewhat better now, but still not, still nowhere near what it used to be. So I guess I'm just going to have to live with it and see if these other, that Panda has a thing you can make an external flash drive boot thing with it. So I'm going to get another disk, flash drive tomorrow and try to make a boot flash with that and see if we can find anything with other viruses or whatever. It's, I don't know what else to do. Other than that, well, that's it. We'll say God bless 73s for now. Hope everybody's having a better time of things than I am. N2PFM, clear.
All right, George. Well, good luck with it. That's part of the process. learning how to use a computer, fixing them when they break. So good luck with it, and it sounds like you got some light at the end of the tunnel there anyway. All right, we'll move on to N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, Jeff and George and everybody else that's coming in this evening. N2OIQ here. Hey, too much going on tonight. I'm just going to watch Syracuse basketball here, start at 9 o'clock. Hope they can win tonight, but who knows. But anyways, it's been busy here for the last week. One night there, I was sick. Doing well there last week. Couple nights, actually. Couple days. And then, weekend funerals and a banquet for the Lewis County Fire Police Association. And it was a good weekend, though, and the weather wasn't too bad, so we had a good weekend. And last night, we're supposed to be on our regular meeting at the fire department, but we didn't have enough men to show up to have a meeting, so we got to have it next Monday night instead. So, bad ones. But I'll be here tomorrow night, Jeff, and when are you heading to New Orleans? It's next week, correct? When you come back, you can tell me. And to IQ, back to you, Jeff. Have a good night.
All right, Dan. Yeah, we'll be heading down there Thursday morning really early. So, we're leaving here about 4 in the morning or somewhere around there. So, we won't be back. My father-in-law's here. He's going to be watching the kids in the house and everything. And we're going to be gone for until the following week. So, great. I'm glad. I forgot what day it is today. It's been... I don't know. This whole week's been kind of throwing off a little bit. But anyway, thanks for checking in, and I'm glad you had a good night there, and we'll catch up with you later. See, N2AW, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW. I had a good day today. Stayed warm, stayed in the house. That filter I was expecting got delivered yesterday. So we got part of that unwrapped and a few other things we got to do with it. Then I'm going to get it downstairs and probably either spend tomorrow or the day after installing it, getting everything set up. So maybe we'll have rust-free water or iron-free water. Either way, it looks the same after about a half an hour of sitting. So, yeah, we had it was cold this morning. We had minus 18 when I looked, and I think that was roughly about 6:30, somewhere thereabouts. It wasn't very pleasant here either, I imagine, nowhere else nearby. I don't know what it is right now, but I know it was quite cold earlier, so, and the wind was kicking up a little bit, and it was snowing, so I don't know if it snowed in Boonville or not, but we had some snow here for a while. Nothing to speak of as far as accumulation. So with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control, everyone, 73 and 5AOW.
All right, Bill. Geez, I wrote down your call sign wrong. That's the kind of day I'm having. I put down N2O. I knew that sounded wrong. I couldn't figure out why. N5AOW. Jeez. I don't know. My brain's not working today. I got to get to sleep here soon. Anyway, well, I'm glad you finally got that filter there, and I know you've been working on this this project for a while, so hopefully that'll settle it all up for you. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
WA2U, I got one of those short calls, but, boy, you'd be surprised how many people can goof it up. Anyways, well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. George, what a day, couple of days you've had. And Jeff, I bet you're poised on the edge of the seat. I bet probably a countdown clock. But I can understand after the temperature we have. I don't know if you're driving or flying. My preference, even though with the TSAs when Kathy and I go to concerts, if we can fly there, I don't know. We've taken trains and stuff, but it's nice to get there, and we travel light, so it makes it real easy going through all the stuff at the airport. And we had a minus about minus 3 degrees as I speak now here. The northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir is down to about below 22 this morning when I got up to check on the wood stove. And I did some of that today. We brought in wood and had to restack some of the wood pile out there because there was so much snow on one end. Some of the wood came down, but that's okay. We Kathy and I recovered. Kathy did some sledding. She enjoys that. We take the ice sled. And, well, if we would have had those when we were kids, we would have been real, real happy. Did some reorganization of our CDs today. And I called yesterday for a part for the stove, and it arrived today. In fact, the truck pulled up, and I couldn't figure out, well, Kathy goes, what'd you order? I couldn't even remember. Because it was right here, so yeah, and good luck to SU. I'm not sure how that'll show up, but all right, we'll turn it back over to Jeff, and maybe some other people will be checking in. You'll be out of town when the big snowmobile fest starts this week on WATU. Back to that.
All right, John. Yeah, I will be glad. I am ready to get out of here. I can tell you, I'm cold temperatures this morning. Geez, I tell you, I wish the plane was taking off right now. Yeah, we're going to fly down. So, anyway, all right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
I got 2 degrees up on the hill here. And it's got a lot done today. Shop was closed, so I was able to get my up to Lowellville and get the DMVs all turned in and all that stuff. So, got to work on my list today. So, yeah, looking forward to a good auction on Thursday. I'm going to stay home tomorrow.
All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there, Ray, and good luck with the auctions there when you get up there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, just a long day. We got a lot of stuff getting done here around the house, and then get ready to head off to bed and get tomorrow. And we've got a bunch more things to do before we leave, and that's about it. So. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WIT with a query comment.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter how old or young you are, I guess. Kathy and I, every time we go on a trip, even when we started going to camp from, you know, the Clay area, we'd have to have a list because there was no, and then even sometimes on our best efforts with a list, we'd end up leaving something that we needed or whatever, so. we had the list and then the revised list, so hopefully you got a list. You probably do. Probably really organized about that stuff. Are you flying out of, just curious, you could comment, out of Syracuse, or are you going the extra mile as you go into Rochester? I know some people have done that, and I guess you just have to bat it around. You beat, you know, substantial differences in prices. Sometimes it's just absolutely incredible. So your comments on that, and I'll listen to WATU.
We're going to fly out of Syracuse. That's where we usually go out of the terminal there. So, yeah, we have a... I got a little app on the phone where all the to-do stuff is on. And actually, we got a little gadget today. We got the Amazon Echo finally came in. New product from Amazon. And it's a waiting list. It takes forever to get one. But it finally came in today. And, you know, it listens to your voice command. It's kind of similar to the Apple Siri or the... the OK Google by Google, and it sits in your room, and if you say Alexa, and the list starts listening to you, you say, add this to my to-do list, and bling, it goes on your to-do list, or you say, add this to my shopping list, and bling, it goes on your shopping list right to your phone automatically. So I'm going to try that out. I've been adding things that I got to remember to do tomorrow, and trying to get everything packed up as far in advance as I can.
Well, good luck with all the new technology. I'll have to tell you a story sometime about that. WATU.
All right, thanks. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Let's Syracuse, Virginia Tech game is just getting started on ESPN, if anybody's interested.
All right, thanks, Ray. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Entropy FM, Jeff, I want to wish you a very good trip if I don't speak to you before you leave, and have a good one, and think of us when you're basking in that sunshine and dancing around in the Mardi Gras. Entropy FM clear.
Thanks, George, will do. I might even try to check in from Echolink if it works. All right, any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
K2ZNZ,
Jack, good evening, what's up?
Well, not too much. I finally got another car cleaned off here today and ran the snowball. That says the drift yesterday was, got to be pretty deep out front here, a couple feet in places, so I decided to do that. I do have a guy plow my driveway, but you know, you still got a lot of long cars and the sidewalk going to the front door and all that sort of stuff. And let's see, what do we have? Looks like about 9 degrees. I guess, yeah, 9 degrees is what I'm seeing. And I don't know what the high was today, but with the sunshine, it felt pretty good. 7 trees all around. KA2's out.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in, and you're a little scratchy there tonight, but I think we copied you all pretty well. All right, we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins, late comments or queries at this time?
I forgot to turn my amplifier on. That was only 5 watts. K2000.
Ah, there you go. Much better. All right. Hey, no one else. I'm going to close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George. See, Dan, Bill, John, and Ray, and Jack for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Stations I would like to check in tonight, with or without that. All stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening.
This is N2WBX, good evening.
Okay, KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking forward to additional stations with or without traffic.
Good evening, Jack. N5AOW, no traffic.
N5AOW, hello, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations for our chat? Okay, very good. I thank the three of you for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2, that is it.